Well, welcome back to this week's episode of Sick and Tired, bringing us to the deepest depths of hell on earth.
Welcome to the seventh vortex of hell. I'm sweating right. I have no the only makeup I have on right now is my mascara, and I did a little eyebrow pencil thing, but I couldn't do anything else. Good. Do you have anything on?
Yeah, of course. So I have my skin tint on. And then, because it wasn't hot in my bathroom, and I was like, you know what? Maybe we can watch the progression of the makeup melt off my face as we go.
It is.
To see, like, me transform from this beautiful.
It's 100 degrees out. You know what I got?
Is that what the real feel
is? It's 100 degrees. Well, no, the real feel is probably a little bit over 100 degrees.
I'm going to look it up. Hold
on. Clearly, we're at Corinne's villa right now.
It says real feel 105. Yeah.
We're
it's
at the
95,
villa.
Real feel 105.
After we're done recording, we are jumping in that pool.
Literally. These are going to be short 40 minutes.
40. I got, because we got to bang out two. Yeah, we got to bang out two because I am going away this next week. So we're going to bang out two. But my little child is bopping around in the pool right now.
Yeah. Let's see how long my hair stays down for.
Yeah. No,
how long will yours stay down for?
Mine's going up in 2 seconds. 2 seconds. So Corinne was on site with me this weekend at a wedding on Saturday.
I was. It was fabulous.
It was amazing. So Corinne came and she styled our bride, Hurrah. Hurrah brought like 17 million dresses. And she had like a custom corset. So Corinne wanted to make her feel special because she did so much with us. She did like a custom cape, right? And like it was so beautiful.
Yeah, she did a lot of custom things as well as dresses. Plus she had dresses from other stores. And so we just wanted to make sure that her dress fit properly and her corset fit well.
And it was fantastic. You did amazing.
I have the funniest story.
But before that, tell everyone, before you tell me your funny story.
No, about this.
About the, oh, but.
Yes.
Oh. But before you tell the funny story, I want you to be honest and tell me, how am I on site? I'm a completely different person, right?
Very serious. Like, it's not like the Cassidy that you see right now. Not serious, but like professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, like much different. Like she's, yeah. I mean, of course, we had a sidebar.
Of course.
Of course. So my husband decided that today, right now, is the perfect time to mow the lawn.
Babe! These fucking men. Are they... Hi.
Babe, I'm doing the podcast. I asked you, didn't answer me. Oh, I didn't even hear you. All right.
Give us like 30.
Yeah, because then we're going to break for lunch and then we'll do the other one.
Break for lunch and a heat
stroke.
We're
going to break for eating a heat stroke. I can't even talk. It's already happening.
We're going to break for a quick IV and maybe a trip to the Good Sam down the block.
Yeah. No, but you're very professional. Yeah. Very organized. Like, she's got everyone...
You have to.
She's got everyone doing their
thing. And that wasn't even a big bridal party. That wasn't even a lot of people.
What was it, like two people, three people?
No, it was like maybe with the groom and the parents and the girls.
Oh.
No, she only had like three girls. But like between everyone in that house, we were probably at like 15 people in the house.
Yeah.
But imagine if there was like times two.
No.
You got to make sure that these bitches and men
everything's like in
ready
order.
To go. That's why I'm like that. You know?
Should I bring out like bags of ice for us?
Do you know what I have on today? Wait, I want to tell our listeners. Supergoop. I saw this ad on it.
Supergoop.
You can get it at Ulta. It's in a yellow. It's like a sunscreen. And this one's a shimmer one. And it's like a 40 SPF for your face.
Oh.
And it acts kind of like a CC cream, too.
Oh.
I don't have any face stuff on right now. And it looks like I do, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like you have like a skin tint on.
Yeah, well, no. It's just Supergoop. So I highly recommend it. 10 out of 10. Anyway, what's your funny story?
So funny story at the wedding the other day. So Hara will probably get a kick out of this if she watches the podcast.
She definitely is.
Yeah. So I was like, we were getting ready. We were all done. We were getting ready to leave and we were downstairs. She had already come down. Like they were doing pictures and stuff with her.
She got ready in an Airbnb. She rented an Airbnb in Wading River.
She got ready in an Airbnb.
It was a beautiful Airbnb.
Yeah. A lot of charm this house had. Anyway, so I was like, oh, can I pop into the bathroom? Like real quick. And Hara's like, oh, you know, go upstairs. And I was like, oh, no. She's like, it's really small. I was like, no. I'm like, it's fine.
Oh,
I'm like, it'll be fine. So, you know, like, and I'm not going to like put, you know, it's her wedding day. Like, I'm like, no, I'll make do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I go in there and I shit you not. There was like the toilet was like in a cubby.
Yes.
Which was literally like this big.
Oh,
like,
I know. Because I was there.
Sat and I go, oh, I can't spread my legs. Like, I was like, this is crazy. So I was like, how am I gonna
wipe?
And it was so, the toilet was so low to the ground.
Yes.
Because the old school toilets, now they make them higher, but the old school toilets used to be super low.
Yeah, you had to squat.
So I was like basically squatting, and now I'm like, how am I gonna do this?
See that?
I couldn't even cast. When I tell you, it was like this range
of
motion.
Is that why you were in there for a couple of minutes? I'm like, well, no, is she taking
to be fair, I was dancing in the mirror when I got up because I was excited that I actually made it out of the bathroom with wiping.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I had to use the restroom, obviously, and I saw that. I walked in and I saw, I said, nope, I'm going upstairs.
You're going upstairs. It's because very tight. It was deceiving, though.
Yeah, no, I know.
It didn't look like that until you sat, and I'm, you know, I have hips and, you know, decent sized thighs, so.
No, I get it. So you made it. Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's why I did a jig in the mirror. I'm going to have to post that.
Oh, like, because I was like, what the fuck is she doing there? Is she taking a shit?
Well, no, but I didn't dance for that long. Like, I was just like a little, but yeah, so I, yeah, no, I wasn't shitting.
Now that the summer months are upon us, I have to say something.
Okay, say.
Where was I? I was somewhere with Scar. Maybe like Trader Joe's the other day, and I'm with Scarlett and we're online. And we're just hanging out. Scar's like doing whatever do in the cart. And I'm like kind of leaning over waiting for our turn to come up.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a woman in front of us. And I looked down and she had on Birkenstocks.
Ugh.
Which I love Birkenstocks. Shut
I'm
your
not
mouth.
A fan.
No,
I'm not
stop
a fan.
It.
I'm not a fan.
Fantastic. They're healthy. You know, Old Navy flip-flops are not good for you. Flip-flops are not good for you. Birkenstocks show
really
support. I'm
not really a flip-flop girl. Like, I wear them by the pool.
What do
I'm
you
not
wear then
them
in
like
the summertime? You're barefoot?
Sandals.
Okay.
I wear like sandals that I bought.
For you. Sandals aren't great for you. Well, totally no. Okay. But anyway, go on. Wait. So I look down.
Mm-hmm.
She had Birkenstocks on, fine, not a problem. No nail polish on her toes.
Oh. I know you have a pet peeve.
I have,
with that.
So I'm looking at them, and I'm just like this, like staring. There is something about if you have unpainted toenails in an open toe shoe in the summer, jail time.
Jail time.
Jail time, throw away the key.
But what if, like, what if there's a reason?
No. What's
what
the
if
reason?
You're allergic to nail polish?
Get over it. Find a
how are you gonna get over it?
No one's allergic to nail polish.
No,
grow
I
up.
Think people can be allergic to nail polish.
No, there has to be a solution. I just feel like it's.
I mean, I have mine painted.
Yeah,
I tell the kids. I know, but some people just aren't girly girls.
No.
They don't want it.
No, I don't care if you're not a girly
it.
Girl. Then
what
do,
about
do
like
do a clear? What a, do a clear, clean them up. Do a clear, clean them up.
Oh, so clear is acceptable?
Maybe. They need to look kept. I can't. So I was just staring and like I didn't realize, but they're like, ma'am, you're next. I was like, well, sorry about that. I was about to throw up on this woman's feet in front of me. Anyway. So there's my, that's just, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah.
So, I mean. Summer months.
I get it. Because I'm like that too. But I told you I do take a break in the winter.
Yeah, that's
cool. But like in the summer, but I'm in shoes, like boots, sneakers.
Boots. No, I feel
don't
dirty.
Make fun of me in the heat. I'm fucking cranky.
I feel you're cranky. I'm like my hair looks so cute
we're
right now,
cranky.
But I'm done. It's going up.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer it's gonna last.
How's she doing
I'm
in
trying.
There? Good. They're watching Scarlett.
We yeah, and it's funny because like there's gonna probably be a lot of chaos on these two podcasts because we have a house full of
children,
and you know what? This is life.
17 dogs.
And if you don't want to watch a podcast where there's people in the background, then I guess you can.
Why
go
are
watch
people? Were
else.
People complaining?
No, absolutely not. But I'm saying like most podcasts are done in like a padded room, like a soundproof. And ours is like literally on my porch with the pool in the background and the kids yelling and the dogs barking and us yelling at each other. And
oh, we always yell at each other.
What's wrong? Got a chin hair?
I have a chin hair. Do you have a tweezer?
I fucking hate them.
Everyone, all females have chin hairs.
Facts.
I was, and mine like pops up every couple, like it takes a while for it to grow out.
No, I think they pop up overnight. No one's going to convince me different.
No, they don't. I pulled a full witch hair out of my chin a couple months ago at a red light. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, I'm.
And the guy next to you was like, what the fuck?
Kind of calls the cops. No, but it's insane. All girls have that little chin hair. And if they don't, they tell you otherwise, they're lying to you. Liars.
There's a lot of things that girls
do you have tweezer?
Don't
I'm not
say.
Kidding.
Not on me. I didn't bring my tweezer to the podcast. So the
because sometimes you can get it by just going like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, I've done
just
it, too.
Easier.
It's hard when you have, like, the nails, though. I'm not going to lie.
No, I get it.
Yeah, they... what is...
Did she just curse?
Did...
Oh, no. I'm going to catch you, everyone.
I'm gonna... We walked out of the Scarlett's house. Having a grand old time.
So my 4-year-old daughter, we walk out of the house this morning. She's like, Jesus Christ. I was like, I'm sorry.
Was she like, it's Jesus Christ. It's hot outside. It's hotter than balls out here.
No, she's like, Jesus Christ. Like, she'll say things.
Oh, yeah, I'm
she'll
sure.
She'll say, we were walking. I dropped her off at school one day, and you have to walk through a parking lot. Of
she's like a mimicker.
I'm holding her hand, and this woman, like, she sees us. So she's just like creeping up until we go.
Yeah.
Scarlett puts her hand out. Lady, hold on a second. I was just like, I'm sorry. She's like, no, I love it. I was like,
she's like a little adult. I want to put her and Sadie together.
Oh. Your little niece.
Yeah, my niece.
Why?
Because
she's
Sadie's like a little old lady. A little old navy, I was going to say.
A little old navy.
It's the sunstroke.
It's starting
to settle in. I can't even see this friggin'
No,
paper.
Honestly, like, God. I don't know. Like, are we going to be able to do this today? We might have to, like, cut it down to, like, a 220-minute.
In a minute, we're just going to throw everything away and be like, let's just bullshit.
It's going to be a 220-minute thing.
I know. We're going to be like, hold on a second.
No, like, we're literally in our bathing suits. I was going to come here, like, dressed, but I'm like, I am absolutely not getting dressed today. I'm like, I'm putting a bathing suit on.
I had something else on. Did I not?
You did. You walked in and you're like, no, absolutely not.
I'm like, I can't do this. Literally, my boobs were sweating. My boobs are sweating right now.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here.
I put a bra on this morning and I'm like, get the fuck.
No,
no.
I think that's why they were sweating worse. So this is a bathing suit top. So, like, if I just go like this, it'll look like I'm naked.
Speaking of bras.
So I'm not naked.
When you get home, what's the first thing that you do?
Oh, God. It's so. I know what you want me to say, but sometimes I don't. Yeah.
What would you do then?
What do I do when I first come
home? I said it.
Yay! Okay.
If you're a woman and you're coming home from a long day and if you're not taking your bra off in the house, what are you doing? If that's not the first thing you do. If you are wearing an underwire at home, you need to heal.
You need to go to therapy
and you need to heal. Like, what do you do? Sometimes I take my bra off when I'm driving.
I have taken it off before I've left the shop because sometimes, like, I need to go in the bathroom, honestly. I just unhook it and I pull it through my shirt and I'm
I take it off like a t-shirt.
Yeah, I know you do. It's so bizarre. I've never in my entire life seen anybody take a bra off
what
like
do you
that.
Do
so everyone needs to tell us how they take their bras off.
Yeah, I put them on and take them off like a t-shirt.
Well, okay, there's three ways that you can take your bra, that you can, you can release the hounds, let's say.
Release the hounds!
So you can, do you take your bra off like a t-shirt?
Yep, like
do
me.
I think is psychotic. Do you, I hook and unhook from the back and then I can pull it forward and take it off or.
My arms are too short for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have very short
Look,
arms.
I can like literally cross my arms
I have
back
like
there.
Tyrannosaurus Rex arms.
Hopefully you don't get arrested and putting handcuffs over
They'd
your
be like,
face.
Ow! I'm like, please help
You'll be
me.
Like one of those people.
I'm like, do you have an extender?
He'd be like, what is this, a fucking airport lady?
Oh, God.
Do you have an extender? Wait. So, okay. Or are you one of those people that flips it to unhook it?
No.
Because I know there's there's a lot of girls that put their bras on by hooking it in the front and then turn it. How do you? What?
That would hurt a little bit. That would like,
I feel
get a
like
nipple.
I've tried to do it. I cannot do it. Like, you know. I've always just gone back here, clipped it, and then.
Plus, like, you're going to stretch it out. I mean, listen, I know I destroy my bras when I do that.
Oh, you're destroying them.
Are you supposed to, are you supposed to hand wash your bras, or do you put it in the washing machine cold and let
them
air dry?
I just throw them in. I just throw them in the washer and the dryer. I don't know if you're. I think you're supposed
to
use a.
Is there some kind of bra washer? Like a mold?
Would you ask me? God damn. I don't even fucking know. Are you okay?
No.
What are you doing? Panting?
Yes. There's like, Corinne, I'm not fucking okay. I'm not okay. Like, I'm not well.
All right. Well, we're gonna get through it together.
Anyway.
Do you want to hold my hand?
No. Fuck off. I don't want to be touched. I don't want to be
oh
touched.
Oh, my God. That's another thing. When it's fucking
get
hot,
off me.
Do not touch me.
Oh, God damn. I could go for another water. You want to get me one?
Yeah, I'll go get it. Well, are you done?
With graduation coming up and everything, Sid is going to Hofstra. Wait, hold on. What the fuck is she doing?
We did our bed party yesterday.
Oh, yeah, the bed. What do you think about the bed party?
I'm not a fan, but whatever.
Okay,
I just think it's... Okay, go ahead. You say what you're going to say
first. So bed parties, for people listening right now, if you go online, kids that go to college and graduate high school, parents will decorate their beds with balloons and snacks and all this ridiculous bullshit. I'm sorry. And does everyone gets one?
Who, like, if you go to college?
When I went to that was not a thing. But let me ask you something. If there was no such thing as social media, would be doing shit like that?
No.
It's just another, I think it's just another thing, because what if parents can't do that for their kids?
100%. And can I be honest with you?
And it's sad.
So when I originally, I didn't know what a bed party was.
Listen, Scarlett will be getting a bed party.
Of course.
Like, Scarlett's gonna have every bed
in the house party.
Scarlett's getting a bed house, but still.
Yeah.
You know. It's just a house party. It's just insane to me.
It was insane. I did not know about it. I didn't even know, like, it was a thing. And then Sid had said, "Oh, you guys gonna do a bed party for me?" And I was like, "What the hell is that?" And then I was like, "I'm not doing this. This is like a ridiculous." So then I started going on the college websites to see, like, to go to the stores. I'm like, "This shit's expensive. It's like $70-$80 a sweatshirt." I was like, so if I buy her some of these bed parties, there's at least $1,000 to $1,500 worth of shit on that bed. So I got Sid like 2 sweatshirts. I got her like a pair of shorts. We did it. I just did her like a couple of things, like nothing crazy. And then I went on Amazon and got a bunch of balloons and streamers. And then we just got like snacks that she was having her friends over, and graduation's coming anyway. So I was like, you can have these snacks for your friends, like Oreos because they're yellow. Because she's going to Hofstra, so.
There's a count. Bed Party Designs.
Oh, yeah. It's I insane. Bet you there
Hold
is.
Hold on. Bed Party. They're, like, I want to show someone. Like, of course, Teresa Giudice got.
Of course. Like, you know what? Give me a break. By the way, that's where the problem starts, by the way. Because everyone wants to do what Teresa's doing. Or the New Jersey or the New York.
Not even that. Just like an influencer.
That's how it begins. Because they're influencers, so they post these things as celebrities. Well, didn't...
But, like, let me ask you something. Why their bed, though?
Because it's their bedroom.
Why not their car?
How are you gonna do that?
I don't know. Like, but no, but why not, like, just, like, a little gift bag on the kitchen table when they wake up in the morning for, like, a fucking sweatshirt in it?
I didn't even know, so I wasn't gonna do anything, but apparently...
How's she doing? Okay, good. Chana's like, good, save me, fuck this.
She's just like...
Oh,
that's a good game. Can
that's
I fucking
good, play? That is a fucking good game.
That's a good game.
We're coming.
No, we're not.
Wait. So it reminds me of my college days. I miss college. I do. You know that. You know my favorite course in college was public speaking. I loved it.
Public speaking.
I loved public speaking, and then
I did not take that class.
I loved it, and it got me to like reading up on stuff. Do you know that studies show that nearly 75% of people fear public speaking more than death, spiders, or heights?
Okay, I'm not part of that high percentage. What was it?
Studies show that nearly 75% of people fear public speaking more than death, spiders, or heights.
I do believe that, but I'm definitely not part of that 75%.
That's all they gave me. But what are you fearing? You're fearing the judgment? Like, what are you fearing?
It could be just the just standing up in front of everyone. What if you fuck up? That's judgment. You know, like, yeah, I mean, I would
then why do people put all their lives on social media then? I don't get it. Like, I feel like it's like a hypocrisy.
Well,
like, what you're opening up, like, I just, it's like really weird.
So, okay, so you're saying why is it different on social media?
Yeah. Why are you putting your fucking life out there on social media?
Personally, I think it's different, especially I've read up a lot of, like, on a lot of different influencers or people that, like, oh my God, are you thirsty? Wait, let me finish the sentence and I'll go get it.
No.
That a lot of people that have social media and become influencers are actually very introverted. So it helps them to, like, do things, like, outside, like, where they're, like...
Makes sense.
Yeah, involved with other people, which I get, and I don't knock them for that because that's how they're communicating with people.
Right.
But they get to do it from the comfort of their own home.
I guess so.
Or their car, or wherever they're doing their thing.
And you have the ability to turn off comments.
You do have the ability. And most of them are doing, like, you know...
I guess so.
Oh.
But it's just, it's I that's just crazy to me.
A seed.
It's.
I'm going to turn into a lemon now. Sour. I'm already sour.
I'm so jealous of that bitch in there
I'm already sour.
You're about to say, you're already a sour bitch. We don't need you to be more sour.
Rude.
I feel like the podcast outside at the villa is like different vibes than inside the shop. Do you?
I think it like I said it before, I think it gives you a glimpse into, like, life.
Yeah.
Like, the shop is very, you know, a lot of stuff at the shop people don't realize, obviously, a lot of that stuff is staged.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not.
What do you mean staged?
Well, not like the dream dress. Like, that's real. But, like, when we do stuff inside, we're like, okay, like even when we used to do Curvy Godmothers, like, do it again.
Oh.
Like, this is, like, real. We're not.
We never stage the. When we go back to the fall, we never stage our podcast inside the shop. What do you mean? I don't get that.
No, I'm saying other stuff that we do in the shop. But this is different. It's like real life. It's still, you're still in the shop in an enclosed area where we're not letting other people in.
You're right.
Like, we can't control what's happening. We're outside in the wilderness right now.
Literally, the wilderness. What? Dream Dress Project.
Yeah.
We just had a really good one. We had a really good one this past. Listen, they're all amazing.
Yeah.
Emily was great.
Emily was amazing.
Emily was great.
So Emily's will probably drop probably in like a 3 to 4 weeks, I would think.
Okay.
So hers will probably be around there somewhere. She was lovely. She was lovely. And she brought us candles.
She brought us beautiful candles. I have mine in my bathroom.
I was so mad. I went into the back to go put it into my candle warmer in my office.
Yeah.
And the candle warmer didn't work. So I had to throw it out. I had to order a new one. It's coming today. So then I'll be able to smell that beautiful candle.
So my sister Maggie used to manage a Bath and Body Works. And like the candles, obviously everyone loves the candles.
Of course.
I saw some girl post on her Instagram story the other day. She has like an air purifier at home. And if the air quality gets shitty, it starts beeping.
Mm-hmm.
She lit one of the candles and it started slowly going up.
Yeah, because I think it's because it's letting carbon monoxide into
That's so sad because those candles are so good. No, it's like just...
Is it carbon dioxide?
I was like, carbon monoxide? I'm like, bitch, we would die.
No, but I think it is.
No, it's fuck it.
Google it.
Corinne, if candles gave off...
Well, it's not enough.
Hold on.
Do candles give off carbon monoxide?
Why? No, listen. So the Bath and Body Works
candles can produce carbon monoxide... Thoroughly, typically in small amounts, and that's probably why her air purifier was going off.
Oh.
See, I'm not as stupid as everyone thinks I am. But anywho.
You are not stupid, bitch.
You're like, no,
Bath
it's
and
not.
Body Works candles are not inherently toxic, but like all candles, they can release soot.
Soot.
What a funny
Which
word.
I think is where the carbon monoxide comes from.
And certain chemicals. While Bath and Body Works states their candles undergo rigorous safety testing and What? What? While Bath and Body Works state... Testing meets industry standards. Some studies suggest that certain chemicals in candle fragrances and wicks when burned might pose health concerns for individuals. Soot, chemicals and fragrances, whatever. You know what? Every time the season changes, I look forward to my Bath and Body Works candle haul. You don't use Bath and Body Works candles.
I used to work there.
Oh, really?
Seasonally. I worked there seasonally.
You fucking would.
Years and years and years and years ago. Which mall did I work in? Smith Haven?
No.
I don't think I worked in a mall. Which one did I work in?
What was your signature Bath and Body Works scent? Because you know when we were...
Sweet Pea?
Of course it was. That's like for the sluts.
Yeah. Hey!
You know what mine was? Guess.
Fucking cucumber melon, probably.
No, that's like basic bitch ass. Mine was Country Apple.
Country Apple?
I loved Country like Apple. No, bitch. So, what was it? What were the signature Bath and Body Works scents? It was cucumber melon, country apple, sweet pea. It was...
I don't remember any of the other ones because I didn't use them.
Hold on. Wait.
Wait, was sweet pea really for the sluts?
Yeah, you're definitely a whore.
What?
Signature Bath and Body Works, like the work scents.
I'm so upset right now.
It was...
My hair is sticking to me.
Hold on a second. Like the old school... Oh. Warm vanilla sugar. No, that was definitely for the hose. Like, if you, like, you were
That smells disgusting. That sounds.
No, I loved it. Oh, my God. Wait, listen to this, because you know all these. Let me tell you something.
Oh, Moonlight? There's one called
No, wait.
Moonlight?
Wait. Can you wait?
I'm waiting.
All right. So, these are the classic Bath and Body Works scents. Which scent were you? What girly were you? We had Japanese Cherry Blossom.
Oh, Cherry Blossom. That was a good one.
No, wait. Hold on. I missed him. Warm Vanilla Sugar.
Okay.
There was Sweet Pea. Cucumber melon, Moonlight Path. That's the one my mom
Moonlight,
has. My
I
mom
like that
loved.
One a lot.
My mom loved that one.
That one smelled. That was the purple one, right?
That's the purple one. Yeah,
yeah I loved that one.
Wait,
you can get the whole set on Amazon. Hold on,
Japanese cherry
Add to
blossom.
Cart. I'm gonna smell like.
Wait, Japanese cherry blossom was like the big one.
I do remember.
Every
that one.
Time I would leave gym class, I would spray that shit all over me. And then some girls would, like, douse themselves in it, and you get, like, an instant fucking headache.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was... Oh, yeah, here's the Moonlight Path one. But I really... I think I mostly smell... Because sometimes I would go and get the Moonlight to go to find the Moonlight, and they didn't have it.
Yeah.
So I would have... That one was always sold out, probably because the old ladies were buying it.
Right, because, like, yeah.
But definitely. It was very, like, soft.
No, I do. I love that smell.
Yeah, that
but
one
that
was so
like,
pretty.
The classic Vault Bath & Body Works scent.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, there's a million.
Fucking Sweet Pea, man.
Yeah. You're a slutty little Sweet Pea girly.
Yeah, whatever.
I loved Country Apple. That was my favorite. Also, but then Victoria's Secret started coming out. Remember Heavenly? That was my scent. Heavenly by Victoria's Secret. Or there was one.
I did not
wear
that.
Called? From Victoria's Secret. It was called Love Spell.
Really?
You know what Love Spell
smells
like.
No, I didn't wear any of the Victoria's Secret. I was, when I was in high school, I was a huge CK1 girl.
Okay.
I loved CK1. And then as yeah. I evolved into, like, perfumes in my 20s, I moved to, like...
Britney Spears
oddly
Circus.
Enough, I moved to Dior. And then I had a Givenchy one, and now I wear Chanel. And I've been wearing it for years.
Like,
and I never
please.
Veered off of them.
I liked...
Isn't that weird?
No, he's so weird.
Oh, Burberry. I had two.
Oh, the Burberry Light Blue in high school. Always. I loved the Love Spell by Victoria's Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears Circus. Remember that? In the little high pink bottle.
That You're was thinking Britney Spears Circus, and I'm thinking Debbie
Corinne,
Gibson Electric Youth.
What the fuck is that?
What? Where's all the Gen Xers that watch this fucking thing? Nowhere.
And then also there
Give me
was...
some Baby Soft any day.
Baby Soft. You know what? Wait, Steph. Steph from Photo Envy, one of my best friends. You know what she wears to this day?
What?
What's the
Skin
cotton?
So soft?
No, what's that cotton candy? I'm calling her.
Oh God!
It's she wears it, and I like when she told me, I almost fell off the fucking chair. It's a very sweet smelling perfume.
Huh. When and you say it, I might know.
I know
it.
You know what it is. Yeah. I have to call her. It's
I do not know
shit.
Debbie Gibson Electric.
I never heard of that before in my life. That sounds like a. It sounds like an infomercial.
Okay, I'll...
Yeah, find me the bottle.
Okay.
Hold on, I have to find out what this is. Corinne, it's in the very tall pink bottle. It smells like cotton candy, and this bitch still wears it today.
Wait, you can buy it on eBay. Stop it.
Let me see the thing.
So this was the... Hold on, let me get this.
Bitch, what's the name of the perfume you still wear?
Oh my God,
it's
there's
that
a glare.
Sweet one.
So that's the bottle.
Let me see it. That looks like lube.
It looks, yeah,
that
this
looks
picture
like a,
is not a good picture.
That looks like a
but
something
I
you would
think,
find in a sex shop.
Hold on. First of all, this is on eBay.
Trash.
So that, look, hey, there's a bug.
Well, ah! Corinne, we are summertime outside in the villa.
I'm in my porch, bitch. Get over it. Wait, is it this? Oh, this is a different bottle for, oh, this is Electric Fantasy. I think I've stumbled into something bad. Okay,
yeah,
I'm
let's
out of there.
Let's not do
let's
that.
Let's not. This is a clean
You're
show.
You're gonna see rated G.
Aside from the cursing.
What? No, you're too. I don't think that was your generation. American Girl dolls.
It was Gianna's. Like,
what
I
was her American
Gianna's.
Girl doll? Mine was Felicity.
You know what? I don't even remember. Gianna was not a doll kid.
No.
So like, people would buy her these American dolls, and she was like, "Get out of here with the
Gianna
shit.
Was doing taxes at like age 16.
Taxes.
And like working.
She pretty much was. She pretty much was.
If you had the Samantha American Girl doll, you're a whore.
There was an American
doll. All the bitches
doll
had Samantha.
Named Corinne.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can look it up.
I think I know who. Yeah, I think. But it's spelled Corinne.
She was cute.
Every time it gets quiet, I get nervous.
Why? They're bouncing up and down, man.
Scar, you okay? I just see a little bow
We're
bopping in the water.
We're taking a break in 15.
Fucking 10 minutes.
Because we, yeah. Because I'm going to have to cut some out. And then you can, we're going to eat and then you can do it while we do that. The deli. Girls, decide what you want from the deli.
How are we doing on TikTok?
We're not doing bad. Is this off the record? Am I cutting this out?
No, I want to know what we're doing on TikTok.
Oh, TikTok's doing pretty well. I mean, we get a lot of comments and likes on it.
I think I should download it.
I mean, you can.
But I just
you
feel like...
Tag. You can tag, but you can't collaborate like you can do on Instagram.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not gonna make like an account. I feel like
yeah.
that's gonna. I
no,
feel
but
like
I'm saying
I
like
not.
It doesn't. It's not the same as.
Do you know that the average person scrolls 300 feet on TikTok per day? The average person scrolls 300 feet on TikTok per day. That's the height of the Statue of Liberty.
How far is that in miles?
Bitch, Google it.
I'm not Googling.
You basically climbed a monument, so you should be proud of yourself.
I mean,
if you
listen.
How many miles are? Wait,
just
hold on.
Ask Siri. How many miles are in 300 feet?
How many miles long is the Statue of Liberty?
57 miles. Well, that's not right.
Oh, no, it's an hour and 18 minutes from here. That's all I fucking know.
Wait, what?
It's like 300 feet. Wait. Yeah.
That said that's only...
46... The base pedestal is a height of...
A half a mile.
No, bitch. Liberty, a combined overall height of 92.96 m, which I guess is miles.
But I'm saying 300 feet is about half a mile.
Yeah.
So that makes sense, because the Statue of Liberty isn't miles high.
No, it's not miles high. I can't... Do you do that? Are you a monument climber? Do you just sit there and scroll and scroll and scroll?
I probably climbed the Statue of Liberty and the Eiffel Tower last night.
I wonder what this generation, 2025, would be like if there was no social media.
It would be like us when we were kids. It would be the same shit.
I forget what that's like.
Really?
Yeah.
You forget what it's like?
I don't know. Yeah, so,
okay, interesting fact.
I really do.
We were just talking about this. I look like I'm naked. I have to sit up straight. This morning, my husband, I was in the bathroom doing my makeup, and Paul came in, and he was like, babe, what did we do as kids? Did you have air conditioning? Did you have central air when you were growing up? And I was like, we did not. I was like, there wasn't even air conditioners in our bedrooms growing up. I was like, Erin and Kristen across the street had an air conditioner and we would basically go over there. But he's like, what did we do? How did we survive? And I was like, and he's like, weren't we outside? And I was like, yes, indeed we were. Like, it would be hot like this and we would be outside.
Literally outside all day long. Probably literally. With no sunscreen on.
Sitting under a tree or in the pool.
Or no sunscreen.
We were in the pools.
Or sprinklers.
Oh, no. I was always sunscreen. Because, hello.
A sprinkler.
Yeah. When I was a kid.
Like the ones that go like this.
Wait, did I ever tell you this story on here?
No.
When I was a kid, I was in Florida for a funeral, and my mom had gone to the funeral and left me and I guess my cousins and stuff in the pool. Well, with my cousins who were watching us, and they let us go in the pool. And this particular pool had no screen, so there was no, like, getting away from the sun. And, of course, I look like this, and I had, like, third-degree burns from the sun. They had to cut the pajamas off of me every day. I was 7 years old. And I had a giant sun blister on my face. Actually, if you look this side of my face, you can see it getting red right now. Because if I get sweaty and then, like, the sweat sits in my pores and it will come out. And
did
I have,
you have
a giant
to go to the hospital,
sun blister.
Bitch?
Yeah, I had to go to the hospital. They were cutting open, like, aloe plants to, like, put on my skin.
That's serious.
It was bad. Like, they literally every morning had to cut. I remember just being like this. Like, them cutting off the pajamas off my body.
That's horrifying.
Fucking horrifying. Always sunblock your children because it's not worth it. Like, your kids don't need good tans. Like, just stop.
No, they don't.
And by the way, 48, not a lot of wrinkles.
Literally. Beautiful.
It's because I put fucking sunblock.
Well, it's because you learned your lesson from when you had your blister.
Well,
your
my mom blister. Learned her lesson. I will sit for, like, a couple, like, a 1 or 2 days, like, here and there, and I'll go outside to let my freckles come out just so I get, like, a little bit, but, like, I don't sit out like that.
Oh, I do. I'm disgusting. I'm trash.
I can't. It's just my skin is so sensitive and, like, so fair.
I used to be like that.
I'm so afraid of getting wrinkles.
I used to be like that. Then I conditioned my skin to be tan because all we fucking did. Yeah. I'm not even kidding you. I know I've talked about this before. The tanning beds were the thing in high school to do. And
oh,
college.
Yeah.
That we just, like, beach bomb, let's go. In Seaford on Merrick Road, I walk in, hey, Cass, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Grab my goggles. Like, the bed would be waiting for me, ready.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's when I used to go like this.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Everyone's like, how do you have such white teeth? Because when I used to go tanning every fucking day of my life, I used to go like this. And I got free UV whitening.
I swear to God.
But I used to have your complexion, and then I swear, like, I just did something to my pigmentation.
You were this light.
Bitch, yes. Bitch.
It's just not going to ever happen for me, and I'm okay with that now. Like, I embrace my fair skin. It goes with my chunkiness. I love it, and that's just it.
No, I get it.
Sometimes I wish, because I feel like tanner girls can wear shorts, and you look nicer.
No.
Yes, well, facts.
Well, yeah, no, okay, so...
For me, that's
my,
like, when
generation.
I look at a tanner girl, I'm like, even if she's plus size, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, she looks great.
My generation, we used to grow up saying, like, if you're tan, like tan was the best accessory. Bitch, are you all right? Like, if you're tan, that was like, okay. Like, you, as long as you had a good tan, like, you would look cute. Isn't that sad? Yeah. And now it's like, these people are, now the girls, like, what, like, 18-year-olds are walking around with, like, visors on and all this stuff on their face because, like, they know. It's insane.
Isn't it crazy?
It's so crazy how, like, everything just changes.
I know.
I wonder if that will come back, though. I wonder if it will, like, come back.
I don't know. I think more people have, like, I think more and more people are, like, the sun is good for you for, like, vitamin D. And, oh, I forgot to take my vitamins this
morning. There are some people out there that think that the sun is, like, that the thing that causes skin cancer is sunscreen, that don't wear sunscreen out at all.
Oh, yeah. And I have to tell you, every day I put a, like, an organic sunscreen on my face because that helps, too, with your skin. You should always put sunscreen on.
No.
Not like copper tone. Yeah. Like, you're not putting on like the shit that you're getting at CVS. Like, you have to go out and buy like a good, and you need like a light one.
I'm gonna show you what I got.
A light.
I have it in my bag, and you have to buy it because it's like honestly the most amazing thing ever. Super Goop. It's the sunscreen. It's like, and you've definitely seen it at. That's what it's called. Glow Screen that I just put on my face today. It's amazing. I'm super happy with it.
Just send it to me.
Maybe I will send it to you. Thick
Why
and tired.
Are you gatekeeping it?
Thick and tired because we need to jump in that fucking pool. I'm dying, and I need macaroni salad.
I don't even know what my thick and tired is. Tired is this fucking heat. It's hot, and now it's gonna go back down to like 70 on Thursday, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. I mean,
80s, fucking 80s. I get it. It's summer. Like, it's gonna be hot. 80s is fine. Yeah.
My thick is that I look kind of cute glistening.
You
today,
do look
so.
Cute glistening.
Thanks.
I look kind of cute glistening though too.
Yeah, you do. You look very glistening. So, I mean, that's it. Like, I don't really have, like, graduation and prom is this week.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So my okay, I have a thick. My thick is being done with my two weddings this past weekend because I was real stressed. Not stressed about it, but, like, it was on my mind. That's why I only really do one a weekend because I pour so much of myself into it. You know what I mean? Imagine if I had, like, three or four a weekend. I don't think I would survive. I don't think I would get out of bed until the day of. And listen, the weddings were perfect and amazing and everything was absolutely incredible, but, like, it wears at me. You know what I mean? Like, there's always one thing at a wedding that I'm going to be thinking about. Like, what's that word? Persevivating on? What's that word?
I don't know. Personifying? I don't know what you're trying to say.
No, fucking idiot. That's when you, like, give human character.
That's why I'm like, I literally said I don't know what you're trying to say.
The bitch is playing pirates. Me too. Shit, I'm not going in that pool. Let's just go out.
I feel like you would need a crew to take on that many people. And honestly, I feel like you're too hands-on.
No, I would never. Yeah, I don't trust that many people.
Oh my God, I just felt the fan. I don't know why. We should have moved the table this way a little bit, maybe.
It's fine.
It's not fine. Because I can't. Your fucking hair is blowing. Mine's not.
I feel great.
That's great.
All right. So my tired is, I'm going to try not to. My tired is worrying, and I'm going to try not to worry anymore.
Worry no more.
And that's that.
Great.
And that's a wrap. So until next time.
Yeah, fucking see you next Tuesday.
See you in an hour when we're done eating our macaroni salad and going to the pool. See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Bye.